Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cairo check.
Yo.
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 Cairo check.
Yo.
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 Cairo check.
Yo.
Next time use the Visa check card instead of checks. It'll get you in, out, and on with life.
Yo.
Gee. Yo, gee.
All right, it is time for the hits. And listen, I don't know if it's the In the Loop mojo or what it is, but ever since we got together as a program, the Astros are kicking ass and taking names, and they did just that. I said they'd go eight. They should go 8-2 on this road trip. You guys said, well, 8 wins a lot. Let's do 7.
And we talked you off that ledge.
You talked me off that ledge. Shame on me for listening to you guys, because the Astros did us all one better. In fact, they did us all 2-3 better. They went 10-0 on this road trip, but that's what you're supposed to do against crappy teams when you're as good as the Astros are. Of course, you know, if you're using the Mike Meltzer thing, who cares? Because they won a World Series last year, so it doesn't really matter. And it could have gone 5-5 and nobody would have cared. 7-4 win yesterday to complete the sweep of the aforementioned horrible Kansas City Royals, who may not be good for another decade. Lance McCullers struck out 9 over 6 innings, allowing 2 unearned runs. This is now the Astros' 11th winning streak of at least 10 games in their history. And A.J. Hinch, taking a page out of the Andrew Luck book, was extremely excited about the streak.
This was incredible. Just by the way we played and the way we completed games, obviously winning every game is incredible. We did it in a lot of different ways, and so we want to keep the same intent and the same mentality that we've been playing with. So it's been pretty remarkable. It's hard to put into words. You know, it's been somebody different every night. We've had good pitching. We've played good defense. We've rallied late. We've blown guys out early. So it's we're in a good place right now, but we've got to continue to do that going home. It was a long trip. We played some hot weather. Pretty resilient group to keep just playing well and coming up with enough runs to win.
Astros, the first defending champ to win 10 straight games on the road since the 1953 Yankees. They won their 5th straight World Series that season. So if you're a gambler, go book it. Astros, back-to-back.
Feeling pretty good about it. You remember that 53 Yankees team, don't you?
No, don't
Lopez
remember.
Was 6.
I don't remember.
All right. I thought you covered that scene. Yeah, I thought you covered that team for the Chronicle.
No, just a glimmer in the old dad's eye.
That's right.
Man, 81 runs they've scored during their 11-game win streak and allowed 81 hits.
And
Astros have scored 81 runs during their 11-game win streak.
And allowed only 81 hits.
No,
the pitching's been fantastic.
It's crazy.
This is the crazy thing about it. Evan Gattis, during that 11-game win streak, 386, 6 homers, and 21 RBIs. The guys that aren't stars like Evan Gattis and Yuli Gurriel, Gurriel leads the league in batting average with runners in scoring position. Those guys are hitting too. And pitching, yeah. You mentioned Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers, he's allowed 37 earned runs this year. 15 of those came in 2 starts. So he's having a good year, but he would be having an even better year if he hadn't had those awful starts. I'm not going to do like Brian McTaggart did and completely eliminate those runs and say what his ERA would be and give him 2 free shutouts. But Lance McCullers is having a damn good year under the radar because of what Gerrit Cole, who's on the mound tonight, and Justin Verlander and Charlie Morton are doing.
No, they're getting incredible play. But listen to your favorite weekend host, Mark Ryan. I listened to him a little bit yesterday, and him and BP were getting into some serious baseball talk about this Astros. And, you know, one of the things they brought up was, what do you attribute to this win streak? And, you know, outside of the fact that they've played crappy teams. And listen, you got to take that into consideration. I mean, but this is what championship teams are supposed to do, is beat the crap out of these bad teams. And listen, they're going to keep eating good because the next month ain't much better either.
And not only that, but their formula is pitching. Obviously, everybody says that, but pitching and long ball, right?
Yeah.
Pitching and long ball, and they're a little bit out of the box with some of their shifts and stuff, but the long ball is catching up to the pitching. I mean, you mentioned Gattis, but he wasn't alone. I mean, they're just driving in runs and that's to me the biggest part, is they're catching up offensively.
Alex Bregman, 4 homers during that. We saw him. Yeah. We saw him start slow after we thought this would be a breakout season for him. 4 homers during the 11-game win streak as well.
Real quick, too, on that note, tonight they got a three-game set. They're home for the next week up until the 27th, but they've got three games against the Rays. The Royals come back to town this weekend, so that should be another ass-whooping there. And then they play a Blue Jays team, which is kind of I could see them having a little bit of trouble with the Blue Jays.
I smell 20.
What's that?
I smell 20.
20 straight?
Ooh.
I smell 20.
All right, so real quick, since
go through their schedule real quick.
Let's see. All right, so here you want to go for the rest of the month?
Yeah. Rays, Royals, Blue Jays.
Okay, Rays, Royals, Blue Jays.
Okay, so they've got a 9-game homestand coming up against the Royals, Rays, and Blue Jays. I say they'll go 7-2.
Well, I'm not going to talk you off that.
I'm going to say 8-1.
Okay.
I'm going to say 8-1. I'm going to say by the time the trade deadline comes around on July 31st, and there's less than 50 games remaining. Right now, they're a game and a half up on Seattle. They will have a double digit. They will have a 10-game lead.
That's a pretty big
ask. They will have a 10-game lead by July 31st. Mark this. 10-game lead by July
31st. No. Okay, I'll take that bet.
Let me write that down. That's the same day we have Kelsey Grammer.
What other bet do we have going?
We have that Fred has to give his phone number out if Kelsey Grammer doesn't come on the show.
I'm not giving my.
I thought you and I had a bet.
Yeah,
or are the three of us?
No, we've got some football bets about wins. You guys got one on the Cleveland Browns.
7 wins.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you got one.
I guess I should write these down.
Steak dinner.
I've got them written down.
Are you serious about that? 10 double digit lead by July 31st.
I think it's going to be close to 10.
Well,
I'll go between.
Listen here, Welch McGee. Okay, close to 10. What's it gonna be? Say 8 or 9. I mean, call your shot.
I'm gonna go by the Freddie D method, where if he talks me down the ledge, I'm gonna take credit regardless of what happens. I'm gonna take the Freddie D.
Right.
So I'm gonna say 7-10. I'll take credit either way.
Why not? That's exactly
7 is. I think more reasonable because
so let's do it.
they might win eight out of these next 9 games.
All right, I'll take 8. 8 game lead.
All right,
you got me, Lopez. You want that bet?
8 game lead by July 31st.
Yeah.
That's a good bet.
That is a good bet.
It's a good bet. I'll take it.
Because that's the same day we're going to have Kelsey
Grammer
on.
What are we betting on the other one?
The other one's a steak dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's going to be, let's see. You know, I just want barbecue sauce. But you give me that anyway, so that's not worth betting.
That's not worth betting. We got plenty of time. Listen,
how about I'll buy the brisket that I cook for you?
There you
okay.
go. Boom.
That's
I like
40
that.
Bucks.
Okay.
That's
yeah, a good
that's
one
a
right
good
there.
Bet.
Yeah.
All and right, if not, so... I'll just give you 40 bucks.
Yeah.
All right.
And I still got to make your brisket. How is that a win for me?
I don't know, but I just agree to it.
You
I like
enjoy
cooking.
Doing it. That's
I like,
why.
I like
you like doing
man.
It. You like doing it. All right. So John and Landry today making a bet. Landry says, okay, so what happens if they're not 8 games up? Then what? You buy him a brisket?
I have to give John 40 bucks and we'll figure something out.
You know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to do.
Okay.
You're going to pay for his pedicure.
Ooh, yes.
I've never had a pedicure.
There you go.
What you're gonna do. In fact, you're going to do it.
So if
I don't want him doing it.
If the Astros are up, hell no. Those fishing feet, if the Astros are 8 games or more up,
Then you
have to buy me a brisket and cook it.
Yeah.
7 games.
Or I have to buy you a pedicure if they're seven or less.
All right. Perfect. Right. Yeah, that'll all work out well because then we'll have Kelsey Grammer on that day and we can get his thoughts on what's going to happen. All right, real quick. I've got him going 7-2 over this 9-game home stretch. You've got him going 8-1, Landry. John Lopez, what say you?
I'll go with 7-2. I think they could win them all. I mean, they're going to be favored in every one, but let's be, at some point, something bad's going to happen.
There'll be a night where they have a rough night pitching. Dallas Keuchel's due to, throw 11 hits. It should be
good
out,
thing it's only Garrett Cole on the mound tonight.
Yeah,
so.
God, how are we going to live through that? The Rays, they're garbage. The Royals suck. You're right, dude. I could see the Blue Jays. I don't think the Blue Jays are going to take 2 out of 3 out of that. Mm-hmm. I may have to go 8-1. I may amend this before the day is over. All right. Here we go. What did I say next? Oh, okay. Deontay Foreman. Hey, how about that running back situation? We've talked a lot about quarterbacks. We've talked a lot about, defensive ends that may or not play. But Deontay Foreman, who, again, we've gotten this on good information, should be ready and is expected to be the guy starting for you. Well, at least starting, we say, is in the mix week one against the New England Patriots. Talked to Aaron Wilson. And he says he's making a full recovery and regaining his old bruising form. Quote, I definitely feel that way, Foreman said. My training has been great. I've been putting in the work day in and day out, trying to do the little things, trainers, doctors, strength and conditioning coaches, that they asked me to do. I believe and have been following it and believe when I come back, I'll be just as good as before.
Luckily, running back's a position to where if Foreman isn't ready, there's a lot of guys on the street that can come in and contribute immediately. Adrian Peterson, I think I saw him holding the sign, "Will work for free" outside of NRG. He's on his hands and knees begging. But if Deontay Foreman isn't ready, then I'm kind of going to question what the Texans did all offseason, because you'd ideally like to have other running backs in. They didn't bring any in. And because of that, and because of the people I've talked to, I feel like he's going to be ready to go. But if he's not, then I'm going to look at this Texans front office and say, what the hell were you thinking?
This could be a position where – ooh, that's an interesting question, actually. A position where optimism can turn into pessimism, like, overnight.
Yeah.
I think running back is one of the primary ones. Get Lamar Miller. Yeah, I mean, he can do it, but I don't think people are really high on.
I don't think you.
Deontay Foreman. Lots of optimism with him, but 300 and something yards. He's all he's had in his career here. And then beyond that, who knows? He's going to get guys on the street, like Landry said.
That's it. You certainly don't want to be in that position. Of course, you guys keep forgetting the bell cow and all this. Tyler Irvin. So let's not forget the
case
secret.
In point.
You guys keep burying the lead on the secret weapon.
Hope the wind isn't blowing too hard, because he'll fall down.
Texans backfield. What was his injury last year? What did he hurt?
Wind.
Oh, that's it. He had the wind knocked out of him over and over. He's a perpetual windbreaker, so we don't know what his status is going to be for the start of the 2018 season. Do we even know where he's at? Tyler, if you're listening, 713-572-4610.
He's healthy. He's cleared.
Yeah.
He's cleared. He's cleared. He's ready to go. This is the third straight year that Tyler Irvin is the X factor on this Texans offense.
That's right.
He's the Braxton Miller of running backs.
I tell you what, I would love to get Tyler Irvin in studio and ask him point blank, Tyler, no one outside of your family thinks that you're going to contribute to this football team this year. How do you feel about that?
Okay, I'm gonna ask Amy.
Just get his thoughts.
I'm gonna ask Amy if we can have him when we go to the Greenbrier, and
absolutely.
I want to ask him that.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I mean, because here's the deal: there's no sense in pussyfooting around.
Yeah,
you know, it is what it is, man. Not? I mean, I the thing that I think you got to remember sometimes with these guys. Is it's one thing to be it's one thing to be Ben Maller and just be a jerk and just, you know, be anti. Another thing to be just, listen, specific and say, hey, we're not saying anything Tyler Irvin hasn't heard. We're not inventing anything new here by saying you've been unreliable. Oh, by the way, let me just pull up your Pro Football Reference page and show you. You want to look at this together, Tyler? Because this is what I'm going off of. So unless you know something I don't, T.E., help a brother out. And listen, we want nothing more than to see T.E. ball this year. Can we call him that, T.E.? What a horrible nickname.
That's terrible.
I think that's the problem.
You're better than this.
Yes. Tyler Irvin needs a better – you know, we're going to start calling him Tyler the Creator. He needs a new nickname.
I'm going to call him T-Squared.
Why T-Squared?
Training table.
That's wrong. I'm going to call him Tyler the Creator.
Call him Tub. As in you can't make the club from.
You can't make it from the
hey,
tub.
Hey, street clothes. Hey, street clothes.
Hey, DTD, day to day. Come over here. We got something to ask you. I'm going to call him Tyler the Creator because I think he's going to create yardage this year for your Houston Texans. I could be totally off guard about that, but hey, who knows? All right, coming up next, one more hit. U.S. Open, Brooks Koepka becomes only the seventh golfer in 115 years to win consecutive U.S. Open titles. We had no Tiger, we had no Rory, we had no just Jordan Spieth. We did have Phil Mickelson hitting two shots in one, which I thought was fantastic. Whether or not he bailed on the tournament or not is another question. It was an absolute just abomination for golf on Saturday. It kind of came back to the field on Sunday a little bit, but I think by that point, did people really care?
No, I mean, if you're into golf, I watched the end of it. But I watched a lot of sports yesterday. Ooh, I was on sports overload.
That's okay.
But there was a moment there when you realized two or three over par could win this.
Yeah.
And there were guys coming out of nowhere that were double digit, you know, over par. All of a sudden, they were in the hunt.
Yeah. Suddenly, they're right back in the mix. I don't know. It was a rough weekend for golf. But you know what? Actually, was it really? Because guess what? Now we're talking about it on a Monday, and it has nothing to do with how well guys played. It was just actual golf in general. So you know what? The old adage, "No news is good news," or whatever they say it, or there's no such thing as bad press. If you're Mike Davis and
spell the
CEO
name
of golf,
right,
you're feeling pretty good about things. All right. 2 hours in the books. We're at the halfway point of the program, boys and girls, on this otherwise dreary Monday. It's not necessarily pouring cats and dogs, but there is a fog hanging over part of the town. So if you're not doing anything, make sure you're tuning into your radio.com app or Sports Radio 610. Get a little second half of the program. Whitney Merciless will be in at approximately 1:40, 1340 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock. We'll get his thoughts on his recovery. He's a guy that we really haven't talked a whole lot about as far as how he's doing his recovery. We expect a big, big bounce back for one Mr. Whitney Merciless. And when we return, Brian Gain, well, it's all up to him. And what would your Houston Rockets do now that they're pretty much odd man out, or at least I seem to think so? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Third hour program. This is In the Loop on a Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.